You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello and welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com Blue Jays beat reporter Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, this team's been up and down. We've talked about it a lot. But at this point, this is a pretty long funk. Jays, as we speak, are 6-15 in August, and the season's getting shorter. What's going on with this club?
It's the continued offensive woes for this team. I mean, you look at where they are right now. They've scored fewer runs than any other team in baseball this month, and it's just almost hard to believe that we're here, towards the end of August, talking about how the offense has been one of the main reasons why this team is falling out of contention for a spot in the postseason. I mean, offense was supposed to be a major strength from this team, and you still look at the overall numbers for the entire season. Their numbers aren't terrible, but a lot of that production came in the first half of the season. And since that, it's been a real struggle for those guys. I mean, just you look at the names in that lineup, even if they're missing a guy like Brett Laurie, there's no way this team with the talent on that roster should be sitting last in runs scored in the major leagues.
It doesn't help when the offense isn't hitting, obviously, but it also doesn't help when you do have a lead, you don't bring it home. You wrote recently, they're saying again that Casey Jansen is safe as the guy in the ninth inning. How long is that the case? How much of a rope does he have?
You know, I think they're going to give him every opportunity to pitch his way out of this. He came in an interesting situation just talking with him earlier today, actually. During the All-Star break, when the Blue Jays finished up in Tampa Bay, he took a short flight to the Dominican right after that and came up with a very severe case of food poisoning and lost about 10 pounds. And he's been kind of struggling to figure things out ever since. It took him a little while, kind of towards the beginning of August, before he was able to gain that weight back on. And he's just been still trying to figure things out. I mean, the velocity is never something that he's known for. It's pretty much been around where it normally is, but his command has been a little bit off, and that's been what's costing him lately. He's not the type of overpowering pitcher that can get away with some pitches, and when he's not commanding his fastball, it allows opposing teams to really sit on the secondary stuff, and that's what we've seen. I wouldn't be surprised if the Blue Jays kind of keep an eye on his workload. I mean, he's never a guy that really goes 3 days in a row anyways. He'll go back-to-back, and that's about it. But if he has some extended outings, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Blue Jays kind of sneak someone else in there, whether it's an Aaron Loop or maybe even an Aaron Sanchez, to occasionally close things out. But I think Jansen has a very secure job on this team, and I wouldn't expect them to make a move, especially considering the fact that he's about to enter free agency and the amount of service time he's put on with this team. I think there's an amount of loyalty here within the organization for a guy like that.
You mentioned before with him, he's not conventional in some sense. And it's true, you don't have to throw 98. But you do need to miss bats. And his strikeout rate is way down this year. Do you see a single cause for that?
Yeah, it's been one of the weird things to kind of figure out. You know, you would have thought that, you know, in the past couple of years, you would have seen him missing fewer bats just because the velocity over the past several years has just been on kind of an overall decline. But he's been able to make up for that by mixing speeds and really keeping hitters off in the off balance in the box. There's nothing really singular to point to this year. It's just been overall his command has been a little bit off. So the hitters have been able to kind of lay off on some of his trickier pitches. They're seeing the ball better this year from him. And overall, they're able to kind of sit on that and kind of drive. It's something where he was getting away with that in the first half of the season, even though he wasn't missing very many bats. The overall, you know, just in terms of the ERA and the saves converted and everything like that was basically on par with what he's been doing. But when you see the lack of strikeouts in the first half, that does seem to be kind of trickling in now to the problems that he's had in the second half. It's kind of caught up to him a little bit.
Not to get too far ahead of things, because obviously this is a team that's still very much thinking about this year, but is that something is that an issue likely that they're going to have to deal with one way or the other in the offseason? I mean, do you figure he may be headed somewhere else come this winter?
It's going to be interesting from both sides on that perspective. I think Jansen, at least at one point, was very interested in coming to terms on an extension with this team and really kind of becoming part of the not only the present but the future as well in that closer's role. That's a little bit up in the air right now, and I think it's up in the air from both sides. You know, Jansen's been around this team for a very long time. You know, he's up there with Dustin McGowan in terms of the most tenured players on this team, and Dustin McGowan was absent for a number of years in that because of injuries. Jansen really is, you know, the guy who's been around this franchise for the longest out of anybody. And so he's kind of, I think there's a little bit of frustration in there about the lack of ability for this team to kind of take the next step. He's a guy from California. He likes the West Coast, but he also has a significant other from this area as well. So it's going to be an interesting choice for him. I think the Blue Jays would have interest in bringing him back, probably not on a deal that would be extremely long-term. I think he'd be looking at something very short-term for a guy like that. But I don't think there's any doubt that the Blue Jays would have interest in bringing him back. It's just whether or not Jansen has those same feelings or whether he thinks he would be better off kind of getting a start somewhere else.
It seems like overall, and not just the ninth, it seems like overall the bullpen has been an issue for a lot of this year, and maybe not a disaster, but an issue. That's the kind of thing that it can be fixed in season and has been fixed in season. Why do you think it is they didn't manage to fix it over the course of the year?
You know, what's interesting about that bullpen is that they've had so many options down there. I mean, that's, you know, relievers can be so hard to predict from one year to the next for whatever reason that is. And so you would have expected some down years from some guys down there. But you just looked at the guys that they had in spring training, whether it was Steve Delobar, Brett Cecil, Aaron Loop, Dustin McGowan. I mean, they went like about 10 to 12 guys deep, and you figure, okay, well, if a few guys on this list struggle, everybody else would be able to come in and kind of help fill the void. It wasn't really the case early on this year, and it really wasn't until the Blue Jays added a guy like Aaron Sanchez to the bullpen where things really kind of started to be figured out a little bit. It gave them you know, a second kind of hard-throwing right-hander to combine with Dustin McGowan, and that's something that they really didn't have before because Sergio Santos struggled greatly in his role before he was sent down to the minor leagues, and the same thing could be said for Steve Delobar. They were really missing that quality arm from the right side. Sanchez did come in here late in the season and help kind of figure things out with that, but his future is going to be in the starting rotation, so this is kind of a short-term fix for this year, and they're going to be back to the kind of the drawing board this offseason to try and find those right pieces to come together for next season.
One of the, you mentioned Sanchez, and there are a lot of interesting arms, but you know the most interesting young arm on that club, obviously, is Marcus Stroman. And we've talked about him. I think we talked about him last week, but he's now had three rough ones out of four. Is this becoming any more of an area of concern for them as far as maybe whether he's wearing down some?
I think it has to be a concern. I think if that trend continues, it's going to be something that they're going to have to look at. As of right now, they're saying all the right things. Stroman saying he's not feeling fatigued at all, and the Blue Jays are saying that they have all the confidence in him that he's going to be able to kind of overturn that. I mean, this certainly could be fatigue. The other, you know, the other scenario is that he just came in so effective earlier this year that he could just be, you know, battling some inconsistency that a lot of young starting pitchers go through. I mean, opposing teams have made adjustments to him. There was a little bit of concern two starts ago that he was tipping some of his pitches, and so he's been working on that with pitching coach Pete Walker, just trying to refine those little things. I mean, these are all the tiny little things that you look for after going through a rough start and they're trying to figure out some cause. So they've been looking at some other things. As of right now, they say the fatigue isn't a concern, but, I mean, if the trend continues, I mean, as we've talked about before, I mean, his innings, along with a guy like Drew Hutchinson, they've thrown more innings this year than they had before. So that's when you're talking about a young arm, you're going to want to protect them. And if the Blue Jays continue to fall in the standings, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in September you either see the Blue Jays go with, you know, bring up another prospect and go with a six-man rotation for a little bit to buy their guys more time, or simply take out a guy like Stroman or Hutchinson to kind of move forward and bring some new guys in just to make sure that they're not too tired before the end of the season.
It's a tough spot for them, isn't it? I mean, there's got to be some real win-now pressure. I mean, this is a general manager, a manager, an entire organization that really bet big on winning in the short term. Is there some real tension among the decision-making people there about how to balance these long-term assets with this short-term pressure to win?
Yeah, I think there really is. And, you know, I think that's what's especially going to make this offseason very interesting as well, is that the Blue Jays are, you know, kind of dealing with, you know, a position player core that should be ready to win now. When you look at guys like Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, Adam Lynn, all of those guys are kind of in their primes. And whereas the starting pitching, the things that are really going to carry this franchise forward, are all the younger guys who their futures are ahead of them. In 2-3 years from now is when you can probably start to expect that they are at their best. But yeah, the pressure is on for this team right now, and that's why I think the last few weeks have been so depressing for this organization, for this team, because this is a team that, you know, on June 6th had a 6.5-game lead on the American League East, and you know, it seemed like a foregone conclusion that this team would be playing meaningful baseball in September. That's certainly no longer a guarantee, as they've really kind of continued to fall. And even though they're still technically within striking distance of that wild card, you know, even more of a concern than the games back there are the number of teams that are in between them and that second wild card. It's going to be very, very, very difficult for that team to get back in the mix. And so that's, but at the same time, they're going to hold on to that hope for as long as they possibly can. So when you're talking about possibly shutting down some of their young starters, that's certainly not going to happen, at least until, you know, it becomes very obviously clear that that they no longer have a shot at a spot in the postseason.
Got it. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat on MLB.com Extras.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.